Now coming up this Sunday, September 1st, Australian calendars are stamped with Wattle Day. It's a national celebration of the wattle species of flower, of which our national flower, the golden wattle, is a member. Here to chat to us and give us a little bit more information, we have one of our wonderful producers, Felix Shannon, in the studio now. Morning, Felix.
Good morning, Tess. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me, what exactly is Wattle Day? Because I can't admit that it is one that I religiously celebrate.
I see. Yeah. Well, up until about a week ago, I was the same. If you'd, asked me... I would have said that it was just that day the primary school made me wear this little yellow fuzzy flower which kept falling on the floors and making the carpets a mess. But it turns out it's actually a national day of celebration of the wattle species, Australia's native flower, and the first day of spring, which the Governor-General first made official as a national day in 1992.
So that was the very first Wattle Day, was it? 1992?
It wasn't the first Wattle Day. It was the first official one, but the origins actually date back almost 180 years to a celebration of the discovery of Tasmania.
Oh, okay.
where wattle sprigs were first used and kind of nationally recognized as a symbol of Australia. The first actual Wattle Day was run by the Wattle Day League in 1910, which had a pretty good success as putting wattle as a national icon. And that kind of followed through to the wattle being added to the coat of arms in 1912, which was a bit of a rush change after our first coat of arms came in 1908.
Oh, Australia, we wouldn't rush through anything politically.
Of course not. Yeah, I mean, it's a long-sorted history of that happening. But yeah, this kind of led to a push to make Wattle and Wattle Day official as part of Australia's national identity. But that kind of disappeared around World War One.
So if it disappeared around World War One, we've still got it today. Why? What brought it back?
Well, the day itself never really disappeared. It was actually just the push to make it an official national symbol that kind of disappeared. The first thing that happened in the 1980s was the Olympic team adopted green and gold as its national colour scheme, which the Australian cricket team had had for, nearly 100 years at that point, but everyone else decided to finally catch up, and that gold comes from the wattle flower. But then ABC Radio had a show about Australian identity that decided that, they'd had enough of this being kept out of the limelight and decided to push it as a national symbol. And that ended up with the wattle being made the official flower in 1988 and then Wattle Day signed in 1992.
So, I suppose modern day, it's happening this Sunday. What's the latest with Wattle Day?
Well, the hottest topic with Wattle Day is that the past few years, there's been a strong push to have it replace January 26 as the national holiday.
Okay.
With the problems with Invasion Day and everything like that. People, still iffy about it, but as far as choices for National Day go, it's been around for almost as long as Australia Day has, nearly 200 years. The president of the Wattle Day Association, Terry Futrell, has certainly been pretty keen on it and has done the rounds in the media, found endless articles about him, wanting to get that locked in. So
I can get behind that, actually. I mean, you hear about, we should do Federation, but no one wants to give up their New Year's Day.
Yeah.
I can support Wattle Day. I can get behind this.
Yeah, I think right at the beginning of spring, when the temperatures aren't too freezing, people are still willing to go outside sometimes. It's not a bad day.
And so Wattle Day is happening this Sunday. So what's going to be the go this week?
Well, this week, the agenda is that the Wattle Day Association wants you to get out with your mates, standard Australian celebratory fare, have a barbecue, greet people with Happy Wattle Day. And there's also a bunch of community events that are running around the country, which we'll link on the website. You can get involved in, including a few fundraisers running for things like the droughts and various charities around the country.
Sounds like a plan. I've all of a sudden got a brand new celebration to fill my weekend. Thanks, Felix.
No worries.
Felix Shannon there, one of my wonderful producers, running us through Wattle Day, the brilliant celebration you might not have heard of. I am completely behind it as a day to replace Australia Day, actually, because I'm one of the people, I'm going to be all real with you. I don't necessarily want to give up my New Year's Day. Wattle Day sounds like a plan to me.